things to you. And, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not so important anymore. And, you know, the traffic out on 275 or...
takes a back seat.
Yeah, it's like all that stuff is like stuff that gets in our way and we talk about, you know, and then you get home and that's the real stuff, you know.
Now, I also have an older son, and you know, it's when I can tell by your writing that both your daughters are young. I can see when Bobby, when the girls are like around 16, he'll be writing songs like, only 2 years left, 2 years to go.
I'm going to go, I got a wall built up and my girls ain't leaving home, right?
Yeah.
I tell everybody I've got I'm starting the construction on my wall right now and should be done in about 16 years.
I've thought about that. You know, my daughter's 9. I thought I'm going to be accompanying her on her first 6 months of dating, whenever that should start. I dread that day. You really don't look forward to thinking of your daughter going out on dates, do you?
You just kind of, you teach them as good as you can, I guess.
Yeah, and hope for the best.
Right,
hope
right.
for the best.
That's we all did okay, right? We made it.
Yeah, we seem to have so far.
Yeah.
Night's not over yet, though.
Oh, that reminds me of the night. I need to keep plugging Cheers. There.
Okay.
We're playing Cheers. It's off of 9th Street. It's a cool little place.
Yeah, it is a nice place.
Kind of a sports bar, lots of pool tables, but we're rocking out. The people that run it, John over there is a great guy, and he's taking care of us. We're there tonight and tomorrow night.
Whereabouts on 9th Street?
It's
roughly.
It's right down the road from here, so I don't know what the cross street is.
In the area of Gandy and 9th Street.
Right around where the Kmart shopping plaza is.
Right.
Right across the street from that.
Okay, good deal. Well, come on out. You'll be on until 1:30?
Until they kick us out of there.
You've got plenty of time to get down to Cheers and see the Bobby Frist Band. And you may be able to coax him into a couple songs like you're hearing right now, but for the most part, Bobby's band is a little more electric and a little more produced, like you heard on the CD, and you'll hear again in a minute. But it's awfully nice to hear somebody take a minute out of their style and sit down with an acoustic like Bobby's doing here tonight for us.
It's a little different for me. Like I said, I've got lyric sheets in front of me, and 'cause I'm more of a songwriter. I'm not really an acoustic guitar player singer, you know.
Well, we appreciate all your effort.
I'm trying as much as I can.
We'll try some more, man. Let's hear something else.
All right, well, let's do one of these songs. This is kind of what I'm presenting up in Nashville, kind of the new type of thing I'm writing.
The new Bobby Frist style.
It's not really country, you know. It's just something a little different, right?
Let us decide, be the judge of that.
All right.
Bobby Frist on the point.
Monday morning, Lord, I know the weekend's through. Everybody back into the working grind, trying to make a dollar or two. You got to put that food on the table, no money tree will ever grow. Power bill, gas bill, mortgage loan, work is the only way I know. It's the only way. Well, it's the only. $5, $10 bill, all evaporating like a paycheck wheel.
That's right. You know, we didn't give the title to that one.
It's the only way I know.
That's what I figured. A point 102.5 Bobby Frizz to an old rock dog like you. I imagine that might sound a little country, but dare I make a comparison? Reminded me of Poco.
Hey, well, that's I love that.
It reminded me of Poco. I'm a big fan of Poco myself. And, well, Timothy B. Schmidt from the Eagles came from Poco, as
that,
did...
Good Feeling to Know album was one of my favorite albums.
That's great. Colorado...
Settling Down and...
Yeah.
Oh, good. Man.
And the whole Eagles, California, Jackson Brown type of Poco music. Linda Ronstadt, they all played together at one time or another out there.
I heard the other night when I was listening to The Point, they played... someone sent in a threefer, and they played that Jackson Brown song, A Fountain of Sorrow.
Yeah.
Man, I hadn't heard that in so long. It's like, it's been in my mind all week.
It's good stuff.
What a great song.
It's hard stuff to shake once you get one of those tunes. And certainly, like, Poco 7's got to be another one of those albums that you...
Classic. Just,
yeah. Right up there with Sgt. Pepper and everything else. Bobby Frizz, You Can't Come Back. And that's not a directive. That's the title cut of your new... Well, not the title cut, but the first cut of your...
first album.
Your first CD.
That's the one that kind of really broke it open for us here in Tampa Bay. We got a lot of airplay with that song.
Well,
it was... We were pushing people off the airwaves that had major label deals. And
really?
Yeah, we got... several stations played it 3 times a day for 5 months down here in Florida. So it's pretty good airplay.
Let's continue forth. Give you a little taste of what Bobby Frizz sounds like, or used to sound like, anyways.
Travers playing the lead guitar on this, too.
Is that right?
Yep.
On The Point 102.5, You Can Come Back, Bobby Frizz.